On today's Technobabble, why your church shouldn't be live streaming.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk all about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, or just leave your comment below the video if that's what you're doing, you're watching the video. Or you could always drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. So you might expect, since I write for Church Production Magazine on live streaming, since I'm nearly done with a book on live streaming, that I would think that every church should be live streaming. But that's not the case. You see, I've seen some systematic problems in a lot of churches that live streaming not only won't help, but will actually make worse. And I love the church too much in order to advocate that you do something that will hurt you. So let me just give you some ideas of things that if you run into this at your church, maybe it's not yet time to live stream. Number one is attendance. If your church would view a drop in attendance as the fault of the live stream, you shouldn't be live streaming. You see, here's the reason. If people are attending your live stream and not going to your church, and the reason that they're doing that isn't, hey, I've got a sick kid, or my car's broken down and I can't get out of the house, or something like that. If they could go to your church, but they choose not to, and instead they choose to go to the live stream, there's something more wrong than the fact that you have a live stream. So I don't want you to start a live streaming ministry only to cut it off because your numbers drop. That's no good. So that's number one. If an attendance drop would immediately be blamed on the live stream. Number two, if you're not making it a priority, what I mean by this is more than once I've heard, well, we're a church plant, we'll just have to make it work. There's nothing wrong with that. I have no problem whatsoever with having what I call a minimally viable ministry. This is a term that comes from the startup culture, that there's like a bare minimum amount, and if you can do that, start with that and then just iterate and get better. I don't see a problem with that. What I see a problem with is the we'll just have to make do mentality that isn't, hey, this is the minimum viable ministry and then we'll iterate and make it better, but we're going to start with just barely enough and we're never going to go past just barely enough. This is kind of the scripture that pops into mind is when Jesus is talking about counting the cost. Really, you need to count the cost before starting a live streaming ministry, because while you can do it on the cheap, it's actually not something that I would recommend. Next, you are willing to buy way too much equipment way too early. Now, you might be thinking, well, what church does that? Well, churches that are involved in a building campaign where they're raising a lot of money might have a lot of money to spend at one time, and they might be tempted to say, well, while we've got it, we better buy everything we're possibly going to need for the next 10 years. Here's the problem with technology, though. What is cool and current and very usable today, in 10 years, not so much. So as I'm recording this, this is December of 2014. So think back to what technology was like in 2004. Imagine if you'd bought everything that you thought you would need up until 2014 back in 2004. 2004 was before everything went digital. It was before everything went high def. So you probably would have bought really nice standard definition video cameras. And if you couldn't have used them for that time, they would have just languished and gone to waste for, say, 5 years while you got up to speed. So I don't want you to make that mistake either. If you think that a live stream will solve all your problems, that's another indication that maybe you shouldn't live stream. A live stream is a tool, just like a hammer is a tool or a screwdriver is a tool. In the hands of the right ministry, it will expand your territory. But in the hands of someone that thinks that it will solve the problem without the people to implement it, it really won't, and you'll start to resent it. And it will cost you a lot of money. So it won't solve all your problems, and don't start if you think that it will. Next, not having clear goals. Why do you want a live stream? Do you want a live stream because you think that makes you an important church? Or do you want a live stream because you know of people that it will impact? You know of lives and eternities that will be positively changed because you do it. Now, on the outside, both situations could look identical, but the heart, as in so many things in ministry, are what make the difference. So in that case, you just really need to know what you're doing and what your goals are. Speaking of goals, mission creep is something else that you really ought to look out for. If you start with, oh yeah, we're just going to throw a camera up in the back of the sanctuary and stream, and then it becomes, well, wouldn't it be cool if we put someone on a tripod to do that? And wouldn't it be cool if we had 5 cameras? And wouldn't it be cool if we had, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And before you know it, something small becomes something large because of the couldn't we just or wouldn't it be cools? That's a bit of a problem. You need to have clear goals, and those clear goals should have a clear mission. And that mission shouldn't slowly inflate to something astronomical if you're not a church that can handle that. If you're not Willow Creek size, if you're not Saddleback size, if you're not Lakewood Church size, you shouldn't be having goals that are on that level. If you can't get one person to help out with tech, don't make plans that require a dozen people to help out. Finally, fear of experimentation. Now this is big, because churches are known for getting caught in their ways of doing things the same way over and over and over again. And really, that's a big problem. So I want you to steer clear of getting caught in doing the same thing the same way over and over and over and over and over again, because that's the way we've always done it. So a fear of experimentation is a big problem that I want you to look out for. So I hope that helped you. I hope that that gives you some guidelines to go by if you think, yeah, we really ought to live stream, only to find out that maybe you shouldn't. I really hope that you use this information in your church to go out and change eternity. If you like this content, don't forget to head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. I've got a video course there that I think that you'll really enjoy, along with a couple other things. And you'll get a free subscription to my newsletter. So that's trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.